The news starts now. AM 1240 and 95.3 FM. WJON.
Good afternoon. I'm Paul Hapster at WJON News. Time is 4:05. Current temperature 62 degrees. I'll have your full WJON weather eye forecast coming up after the news. News is brought to you this afternoon by H&S Heating and Air Conditioning. The Mille Lacs County Sheriff's Office and the State Fire Marshal are investigating a fatal house explosion in Princeton this morning. Chief Deputy Sheriff Aaron Evanson says they received multiple 911 calls just before 4 a.m. of a possible explosion in the 8200 block of 85th Avenue. Sheriff's deputies arrived on the scene to find a single-family home that appeared to have exploded with a large debris field that was partially on fire. A search of the debris field turned up two victims, 60-year-old Royce Crager Jr. and his wife, 61-year-old Catherine Crager. Both were pronounced dead at the scene. The sheriff's office says a family dog was also found dead in the debris. The state fire marshal is on scene investigating to determine the cause of the explosion. The longtime mayor of St. Joseph is calling it a career. Rick Schultz has announced he is not seeking re-election this year. He says he's watched the town grow quite a bit over his 14 years as mayor, and he's not sure there's much more for him to do.
It's in a really good position. Industry, commercial, business, everybody's really working together well. And it's just time for somebody else to take the reins. Somebody else can take this to the next level.
Schultz says being mayor is the most rewarding position he's ever had.
There's no one particular thing that I can say, this is, my footprint or what I can stand on. There's just an awful lot of good things.
Schultz will finish out his seventh term as mayor this year, and the new mayor will be sworn in early January. The candidate filing period begins on July 30th. Last month, St. Cloud Mayor Dave Kleiss announced he was not seeking re-election after 20 years on the job. House Democrats this afternoon refused Browns Valley Republican Jeff Becker's request to allocate $120 million instead of $16 million in the governor's budget for struggling emergency medical services, especially in greater Minnesota. MNN's Bill Werner reports Republicans could be leaving that battle for another day when they have a better chance of winning.
The Democrat-sponsored bill would establish a new state office of emergency medical services, but GOP representative and EMT backer says,
without the funding, we're just growing government, folks.
But fellow Republicans voted against Backer because the $120 million is not in Democrats' budget framework. Minority Leader Lisa Damath.
It's not out of order because it's not a necessity. It is out of order because the majority has decided this isn't important.
Republicans could be waiting for closer to the end of session when they might be able to bargain for the full amount if Democrats need their votes on other legislation, for example, a bonding bill. Bill Werner reporting.
Just in time for Mother's Day, the Foley High School greenhouse class will hold their greenhouse sale this Thursday and Friday. Organizers say there's a variety of plants available, from hanging baskets to tomatoes and peppers. The students have grown the plants as part of their classroom work, and the plant sale is an annual project. The sale is Thursday from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m., and Friday from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m., or the plants are gone. The sale is at the Foley High School greenhouse near the football field. WJON News time is about 4:08, 62 degrees here in St. Cloud. Your WJON Weather Eye forecast is coming up.
WJON Radar
for St. Cloud and St. Nicholas, slight chance for some scattered showers this evening. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected at an overnight low of 47. Tomorrow, daytime high of 68 with cloudy skies and a chance for scattered storms late. Tomorrow night, lows level off at about 44 under partly cloudy skies with, again, a slight chance for some scattered thunderstorms early in the evening. Winds out of the northeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. In your extended forecast on Thursday, mainly sunny with a high of 65. Friday, mix of clouds and sun with a chance for some scattered storms and a high of 69. Looking out to the weekend, Saturday, high of 66 with a chance for some scattered showers, otherwise partly cloudy skies. You can access WJON on your Amazon Echo anytime. Just say, hey, Alexa, play WJON. Paul Hapstritt, WJON News.
Paul Hapstritt, it is time for the News Cruise. Five stories ripped.
Ripped.
From today's headlines and celebrating today, National Teacher Day. So make sure you thank the teacher in your life, because they've only got about a month left, and then they get to relax.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. They get a couple of days off.
Maybe 2 days, and then they're teaching summer school or thinking about
gearing right back up.
Thinking about what am I going to do for next year to keep it fresh.
So here we go with five questions all about teachers for National Teacher Day. Question number one, what is the average salary for a public school teacher in the United States?
Ooh, U.S.
Is it $85,500, $75,250, $66,745, or $50,500? What is the average salary for a public school teacher in the United States?
Oh, that's tough because I know it. My brother's a teacher out in California.
And that number is really high.
Yeah, I say they get paid pretty well out there, but I know other places not so much. I'm going to go with the 75,000, what was it, 250 or whatever that one was.
Yep. Close, though. $66,745 on average. But remember, the average is just the middle of the two extremes.
Yep.
And so if you're teaching in, northern Minnesota, chances are you're not making nearly as much money as if you're teaching in Los Angeles. But conversely, you're not teaching in Los Angeles.
Yeah, my brother teaches in Palm Springs area, and I don't know his exact number, but I know he makes six figures.
Nice. Number two, what percentage of public school teachers need to take a second job to make ends meet? What percentage of public school teachers need to take a second job to make ends meet? I'll give you even a range. Is it the 50s, the 30s, the 20s? Or the teens?
Just good. And again, I'm going back. I know when I was in school, I want to seem like a lot of our teachers had side little jobs or things they were doing. So I'm gonna say in the 50s.
There you go. 53% of public school teachers need to take a second job to make ends meet. Number three, how many years of experience does the average school teacher have? I'll give you a range again. Less than 10. In the teens, in the 20s, or in the 30s, how many years of experience does the average school teacher have?
And again, I think I either heard or saw this one. I think it's less than 10.
Less than 10?
Yep.
My number says 14 and a half. The average school teacher has 14 and a half years of experience.
Still not a ton when you think about it.
No, well, it's more than a decade.
Yeah, but it's not, like 20, 30. Like I think... Again, when we were kids, I think a lot of the teachers seemed to be like they stayed with it for longer times.
When we were kids, it just seemed like all the teachers were so much older than we are.
Yep.
And now I go to my kids, parent-teacher conferences, and all the teachers are so much younger than I am. What percentage of public school teachers reported feeling undervalued by society? What percentage of public school teachers reported feeling undervalued by society? Is it in the 40s? The 50s, the 70s, or the 90s? What percentage of public school teachers reported feeling undervalued by society?
Ooh, that's a toughie again, because I know there's you see the big push lately about, hey, let's appreciate our teachers and everything they do. And I'm going to go with the 40s.
You're going to go with the 40s? Would you believe me if I told you that 98% of public school teachers reported feeling undervalued by society? 98% starts to look a little wonky. You've got to start asking, okay, how was that question framed?
Or worded.
There's something wrong there. 98%. If that was the case, nobody would be going into teaching. And finally, what is the typical child-to-teacher ratio in U.S. public elementary school classrooms? The typical child-to-teacher ratio in U.S. public elementary school classrooms. Is it 12.3 to 1, 19.1 to 1, 23.8 to 1, or 32 to 1? What is the typical child-to-teacher ratio in U.S. public elementary school classrooms?
I want to say it's pretty big. I think it's that last one, the 32 point whatever it was.
That would be a big number. And I think even here in central Minnesota, we start scraping up against that number in some of the high school and especially junior high classes. But in elementary schools, 19.1 to 1.
Oh.
Can you imagine?
That seems fairly reasonable.
Still, if you're trying to teach a first grader how to read and you've got 18 other kids in that class,
I'm just going back. I know when I was a kid, typically, we had 30 to 35 kids in Little Falls in my elementary classes.
Yeah, but then conversely, we also had discipline back in old Larimore High School that I don't think we get to use anymore.
Well, we didn't have all. Also, we didn't have all the electronic distractions, cell phones and
the
tablets,
gizmos.
And yeah,
just slightly longer attention spans.
Yep.
But I digress. You're back at 4:30.
Yes, sir.
WJON News headline.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.